from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a South Toms River man's been charged with the death of his wife. The Ocean County prosecutor says 30-year-old Cheyenne Juarez was found unconscious with blood on her face and a belt around her neck in her home on Hummel Drive Saturday night. Her husband, 38-year-old Gustavo Juarez Perez, charged with the murder. He is now in the Ocean County Jail pending a detention hearing. No other details have been released. Imagine having your Facebook account hacked but having little recourse to get the problem fixed. A bill working its way through Trenton would require that social media companies establish a toll-free telephone number for New Jersey account holders to report fraudulent account activity. State Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia supports the measure, saying she has seen firsthand the dangers of fraudulent social media pages.
When we don't have human ability to connect, and when it's passed through all these digital odd forms, this is the danger that happens, and the algorithm is off.
Under the bill, social media companies would be required to publish the toll-free number on their help or home pages. A 17-year-old boy is dead after collapsing while playing basketball at a Newark YMCA Saturday afternoon. Firefighters responded to a call on Mayor Kenneth Gibson Boulevard just before 3 p.m., found the unresponsive teen on the second floor, according to Newark's public safety director. He was taken to a hospital and died due to a cardiac event, NJ.com reports. A new study from Bankrate focuses on financial literacy in America. Analyst Alex Gailey says parents need to teach money matters to their kids.
What we found is that Americans who were exposed to a strong financial education during their childhood are more likely to have successfully negotiated raises at work. They're also more likely to practice healthy financial habits as adults, such as setting a budget or saving for the future.
New Jersey high school students must complete 2.5 credits in financial, economic, business, and entrepreneurial business literacy to graduate. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 7:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 7:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Oh, we've got a couple of beautiful days ahead. Our warmest stretch of weather since last November, as a matter of fact. Having said that, it is cool this morning. You'll want the jacket out the front door. Temperatures mostly around 40, but there are some pockets of 20s and 30s out there as well. Highs today 60 to 65 with sunshine and dry weather. Lighter winds than this weekend too. Clear and cool tonight. Lows around 40. We'll do it again tomorrow. Mostly sunny skies. Highs in the mid-60s. New Jersey weather made possible by VCS Software. Having one system is a smarter way to work, which is why they provide full payroll services and robust workforce management tools all within a single platform. Schedule a demo today and let VCS show you a smarter way to work. For more, visit vcshcm.com.
Right now, Jersey City, 44 degrees. It's 40 in Woodbridge, Pemberton, 38. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.